This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Unwired LA. We're about to speak with Kurt Gibbs, who's a senior resource development officer at the Community Redevelopment Agency of Los Angeles. Welcome to Unwired LA.
Thank you very much, Mark, for inviting me to just be on your show.
You're very welcome. Why don't you let our listeners get a little background information about what exactly a community redevelopment agency is in general, and more specifically a little bit of background about Los Angeles's community redevelopment agency.
CRALA has been around since 1948. Redevelopment agencies are a result of the state of California authorizing local governments to be able to create redevelopment project areas within their cities.
Okay, and so what do they do in those
areas? So the purpose of this is to be able to take what's referred to as tax increment. In this case, what we're referring to is the increase in value of property taxes as a result of development that occurs within an officially adopted redevelopment project area, so that those funds are able to be used to redevelop and revitalize and stimulate economic activity within the project area. So CRALA, on the R motto, is we're trying to create jobs and housing.
Jobs and housing. So essentially it's a community coordinated investment effort that's designed to, as you said, create more jobs and wealth in the area.
So we have project areas in downtown Los Angeles, Little Tokyo, Chinatown, in Hollywood, Crenshaw, San Pedro, and the list goes on.
Okay. What do you do as a senior resource development officer? What's your function there?
My job is to bring in federal, state, and local grant money and to manage those funds.
Okay, so those are the resources you're there to develop.
I'm there. Our grant resources are anywhere between 10 and 20% of the overall revenues that come to CRALA.
Okay. Now, you've written an article that was just published, I guess, this week in the Redevelopment Journal, a publication of the California Redevelopment Association. The title of that article is Wi-Fi Hot Zones, a Fad, or the Future, a New Technology for Redevelopment Project Areas. What are the three or four main points that you wanted to make in that piece that you just published?
The major point is that Wi-Fi is a technology that has come on extremely fast over the last couple of years, so that redevelopment agencies, in the course of doing their revitalization, economic development, their commercial cores, their commercial strips, that they should take a very serious look at incorporating Wi-Fi deployment into those areas for the purpose of helping to provide information to residents, workers, and visitors.
So essentially, it's a technology that can synergize with other things that redevelopment agencies are doing to help them achieve their goals.
Yes.
Okay. How extensively has CRA used Wi-Fi so far in any of the development projects that it's involved with in Los Angeles?
This would, for CRALA, this would be our first. Pershing Square is our first project in which we have been working on this for well over 1 year.
Okay, talk about the Pershing Square redevelopment project and what the role of Wi-Fi is in that project.
Well, the Pershing Square itself is within our central business district. It is a park project that has existed for a very, very long time. If one goes back approximately 10 years ago, CRALA worked with the property owners to revitalize and redo and create a new public space.
Right.
So we have a significant investment in the square, and so what we're looking at is to use Wi-Fi as a way to help bring more people to the square, similar to what is currently done with regard to ice skating in the winter and the summer concerts. So it would be another attractor.
Right. It's an inducement to bring more people in.
Yes.
Okay. Did CRA put the Wi-Fi in itself, or did you contract with some company to do that?
We're in the process of putting in CRA. We went through a competitive process. The RFP was posted on our website, the city's website, and we had approximately 16 firms respond. We interviewed approximately 5 firms, and we selected Verge Wireless, in, of which I believe you have already interviewed Carla McDonald from Verge Wireless. So there's some background on your website on that.
Good,
project.
Thanks. How much money did CRA have to pay to Verge to do the work there? Is that publicly available?
Verge has a purchase order, an annual purchase order, under $25,000 for the first year, renewable to the second year. So it's a two-year project. In addition, CRA is contracting with LA Department of Water and Power for backhaul for a two-year period. After the first 2 years, the LA Parks and Recreation have said that they would have the funds available to continue the project for years 3 and 4.
Sounds good. Is there a business model for that? Will the Wi-Fi there be available for free to people to use, or will they have to pay for it?
One of the things that Department of Water and Power is looking at, and others are looking at, is what type of business model can be put together on this project. So there will be free Wi-Fi. However, in addition to free Wi-Fi, there will be other paid services,
right,
to try and create revenue streams. For example, if one was looking for a virtual private network,
right,
one would pay for that use.
So essentially basic Wi-Fi service will be available for free, and,
yes,
and higher tiers will be available for money, and that will be worked into the business model.
Yes, and we've also have the authorization to seek sponsorship income.
Or advertising for local businesses?
We're not looking, at this time, no advertising,
okay,
but purely sponsorship.
All right. What about other Southern California cities? Have any redevelopment agencies there used Wi-Fi themselves and more extensively than has been the case in L.A. so far?
The article that was written for the California Redevelopment Agencies Journal outlined several redevelopment agencies that have taken the lead on this set.
Right.
The first that created national and international publicity is Long Beach.
Right.
And then most recently, Culver City's launch within their downtown project, and then also West Hollywood. But there are a number of redevelopment agencies up and down the state that are involved with currently deploying Wi-Fi or are looking at it.
So in fact, this is no longer really a novel thing. It's sort of becoming common currency.
Yes, but everyone is, just like CRALA, they're all trying to understand, after a pilot project, who pays.
Okay, right. Maybe we'll focus on that a little bit more. What's been the experience in usage in these other places? Do you have any statistics about that, how popular these Wi-Fi installations are and whether they really are bringing in people and creating economic activity?
The technology is 2 years old. The City of Long Beach one is 2 years old. And in fact, the Wi-Fi panel that I have put together for the upcoming state conference next week, that is a subject matter we will be talking about. If one looks at the number of devices that are coming onto the market, I think what we're going to see is a real surge of people that have mobile devices that are able to make greater use of these hot zones. And so the numbers themselves are probably in the early stages of use, and so I think it's early to pass judgment on any numbers as such.
Okay. Talking about sort of as principles, what are the benefits that Wi-Fi deployments can offer for a redevelopment project?
Well, on our Experience LA, CRA launched the ExperienceLA.com, and so we already have an available amount of content that we can bring to people. For example, we will also be able to bring to the attention of downtown residents what CRA LA is doing. we're able to promote the activities of the park and also then promote the City of LA's different web services. And then on the experiencela.com website, it's the all the cultural activities that are available in the area, plus the different destinations that are within walking distance. So we're able to pull that information and put it before the people that are accessing the entry page.
Okay. Do you feel that Wi-Fi has already become enough of an accepted and necessary part of public infrastructure so that rather than attracting business with it, it's kind of a necessary bottom basic level that everyone has to have now, and the advantage of being a first mover is going to disappear pretty soon as all areas have it? What's that trade-off and process from your point of view?
I think we're still at the very early stages so that it can be used as an attractor. It can be a reason to bring people into areas. And then as it spreads, one will have mobile devices that are able to make use of the information. And when one has this information, it can encourage people to go to local restaurants, go shopping. You get the information out that you want people to have.
Okay, in that context, say more about experiencela.com and what it is and how it relates to CRA and how it relates to Wi-Fi.
Well, in my job, working to bring federal, state, and local grant monies into this agency, I have the opportunity to meet with many of our stakeholders. CRA had a planning grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration to do some work in Watts. And the stakeholders at the time said to myself and my colleagues, in addition to these planning studies, can't CRALA do more to market cultural tourism within our redevelopment project areas? Because what is very important is to bring tourists and visitors to come on in to Watts or Hollywood or Chinatown and to eat in our restaurants, to shop, and to stay in our hotels and participate in the daily economic activities that occur there. So, keeping that in mind, started to look at opportunities where CRALA might take the lead in promoting cultural tourism, and within the context of MTA Metro, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority of the County of Los Angeles, they put out a 2-year RFP trying to ask local agencies to submit projects to compete for their funds.
Right.
So in 1999, I cobbled together, along with other departments in the city, a proposal to promote cultural tourism on the Internet. In 1999, MTA wasn't ready to consider a project like that.
Right.
They indicated bring on some regional partners, so I brought on Santa Monica and Long Beach, and they said identify some of the transportation issues that are occurring within our project areas that could be addressed. So listening to their advice, we resubmitted, and MTA awarded almost $300,000, plus the City of L.A. provided a 20% match.
Right.
And such, experiencela.com was given funds in 2001, contract in place in 2002, and 9 months of development work, and it was launched with the Gold Line.
And what's happening there then with the Gold Line now?
Well, when I say launched with the Gold Line, the MTA asked us to have it go live so that when they were so when the Gold Line opened, they'd have another avenue to do to market Gold Line and other transit lines, because again the purpose of experiencela.com is to encourage people to use fixed rail and rapid bus to get out to redevelopment project areas and experience our neighborhoods.
Right.
And in addition, the County of Los Angeles added another $100,000, which resulted in the official cultural calendar for the entire county.
So where does the Gold Line run?
Well, the Gold Line's running from Union Station, downtown Los Angeles, through Los Angeles neighborhoods, and then out to Pasadena, and it's a the latest fixed rail line of the MTA.
So does all this mean that Wi-Fi is available on the Gold Line?
No, it does not.
Does it mean that it might be?
Transit companies across the country, I think, are taking a look and understanding how one might access Wi-Fi along train lines. But in fact, again, we are talking Wi-Fi. We're not talking BlackBerry's access to the internet across cell phone systems. We're talking high speed. So
right.
I believe one will see many of the transportation authorities across the country start looking at this as the mobile devices become more ubiquitous.
Okay. So there's a willingness now to look at that, but it hasn't actually been implemented yet.
Correct.
What about the transition from Wi-Fi to WiMAX? It's well and good to put Wi-Fi in, but it may be superseded in some ways by WiMAX. What kind of transitional technology strategy is CRA looking at to incorporate more advanced or longer range wireless network technologies into its operations?
Well, currently, they're worldwide. There's 100 million mobile devices that can access high speed internet with Wi-Fi devices. And that is rapidly growing. So for the purpose of people accessing the internet through Wi-Fi, that it's kind of, my view is it's kind of like MP3s. It may not be the best technology, but it's become the one with the largest installed base. So for access, for daily, everyday access, that's what one is going to see for many, many years.
Okay.
With regard to WiMAX itself, where it would become of interest would be backhaul purposes.
Right.
If CRA, as we look at other opportunities, and we need to, let's say, reach out to our Goodyear industrial track, where there is no DWP fiber per se, it would be a way to get out that far to exit to. Without using the fiber infrastructure.
Right. What role does CRA have in eliminating the digital divide, and what kind of projects are now ongoing or might be in the pipeline that would allow CRA to work with Wi-Fi as a means of providing internet access at low or no cost to underserved areas in the city?
Well, our digital divide project, CRA was provided a $150,000 grant from the Economic Development Administration approximately 4 years ago to understand how telecommunication infrastructure might be an important component of trying to bring capital into an area and or to provide existing services to the nonprofits and local stakeholders. So CRA, working with USC and a community-based nonprofit, had several community meetings, met with all the nonprofit entities within the Watts community, met with SBC, attempted to talk to the local cable franchise, and and based upon this, we realized we had an underserved community, that there were at this time there was no DSL access. So if a community wanted to have high-speed internet, they have to pay the full freight of a T1 line
right
back to downtown Los Angeles. So as a result of this work, we laid out a scenario and a case for providing fiber infrastructure to take care of City of L.A. facilities and nonprofits within the Watts community.
Okay, and where does that stand now?
Well, at the time, the L.A. Department of Water and Power was looking at expanding their fiber network to try and reach on out to areas that were not being served, and so it is built out.
Okay.
It is actually just an extension of the LA Department of Water and Power's fiber system. They extended it and reached on into the Watts community.
And how does it get into the homes or businesses there?
Trying to serve nonprofits in the area,
right,
but it was not done as a residential project, but it was done as a way to be able to provide additional bandwidth in the Watts library, and again to offer up a alternative telecommunication strategies to the locally based businesses. And we did this at the time when the telecommunications was booming, the internet was, you know, on a high, and then the whole thing came down really, really quick. So we've been building it back on up.
Okay. Now, in Pennsylvania, there was legislation at the end of last year that excludes municipalities from offering broadband internet to residents. Has that affected your operations
well,
at all?
We're not CRA. Again, CRA, we are LA. We are not offering Wi-Fi services directly to residents in Watts.
So
but
that's
the infrastructure is there.
Right.
Should any entrepreneur realize that they want to, you know, here's a way to come on and serve the Watts community to deploy Wi-Fi and offer it on up for whatever
okay.
the revenue stream might be. It's based upon private market forces. Anyone that wants to do it, especially from within the community, the time is ripe.
Okay, good. We'll try to get that word out as well. Say a little bit about the Wi-Fi and Beyond Executive Advisory Panel set up by L.A. Mayor Hahn. Does that relate in any direct way to CRA, or are you a member of that group? What's it been doing and so on?
Yes, I am one of three city department members. I was asked to represent the Redevelopment Agency on it. The city's Information Technology Agency is represented by their general manager, and then the LA Department of Water and Power is represented by their Strategic Planning Department. So I am one of three public members in addition to the members from USC, UCLA, and the private sector.
Okay, what can you say about the timetable for this panel? What's its charge, and what's its expected date of delivery of whatever it's supposed to be doing?
We've had one public forum, of which the public forum is posted on your website, so they can listen to the audio of the approximately 2 hours of public discussion. The goal is to have a report done and out in April.
Okay. Is that on track, do you
think? Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, the mayor had a second initiative in which he said he's interested in leasing tens of thousands of sites on lamp poles, traffic signals, and so on for wireless use. Does that fit in with CRA plans at all, or just you have any comments on that generally as a facilitation of this process?
The city is trying to understand how it's going to leverage its assets. Our Pershing Square Wi-Fi is making use of a Bureau of Street Lighting pole.
Right.
And we're making use of Pershing Square as a public facility to launch Pershing Square Wi-Fi. So for us, we're just a cheerleader as the city looks to see how best to use its assets.
Okay. What specific projects involving Wi-Fi does CRA LA have in its sights right now that you can talk about beyond Pershing Square, if there are any?
Our regional administrator for Hollywood was quoted recently in the LA Business Journal that they are looking at Wi-Fi for Hollywood.
Okay, and which has been a scene of a lot of redevelopment.
Yes.
Okay. Finally, how extensive do you think that the use of Wi-Fi is going to be in CRA projects in the next, say, 2 or 3 years?
Well, I am encouraging. In fact, our chief executive officer at the management team meetings brought to the attention of our seven regional administrators, said, look around, take a look what some of your other redevelopment agencies are doing. Look at West Hollywood, look at Culver City, look at Long Beach. Need to understand that this technology is no longer of the future, it is of today, and one should understand how it can be used to support redevelopment activities. So, for example, if CRA is doing a streetscape project on a major thoroughfare, one might consider including whether one should provide Wi-Fi radios on that street so as to provide the access along those commercial corridors.
But again,
would be, those are purely for discussion and
right.
for consideration. So one takes that into account in the planning stages.
Right. Within the whole context of the planning and the budgeting and so on, do you think that Wi-Fi is a pretty leverageable and cost-effective way of improving the effectiveness of redevelopment projects?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you close by talking about this conference that you're going to be chairing a panel at, what the panel's going to be, where the conference is, and how people can get more information about it if they're interested in attending.
The California Redevelopment Association is having their statewide conference in Anaheim on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. On March 10th, we have a panel that I put together with representatives from the city of Long Beach, from Culver City, from Verge Wireless, and Tropos, and that panel's at 11 o'clock, in which we are discussing the state of Wi-Fi deployment by redevelopment agencies. Again, it's sponsored by the California Redevelopment Association, and possibly you might want to put a connecting link over to the website to make it easier for people to find it.
Okay, do you know the URL offhand? I will put the link, but if you want to say it, you can say it.
It's calredevelopment.org. And
okay,
but to be safe, one should check it.
Yes, or take the link that we're going to put here on the page. All right, any final words about Wi-Fi as part of the redevelopment process?
I think the future is now.
All right. And so is the end of this interview, but I want to thank you for giving us all this information, and people will be able to access it here and presumably over some of these Wi-Fi networks that are going to go in place through your efforts. So thanks very much for your work and for talking to us today on Unwired LA.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Bye.